Give me a mountain with lots to do. Give me the sunshine, give me a dew. Give me something simple and true. All I need is sunshine and a cool, refreshing mountain dew. So give me my good hands, give me a dew.
Grab some friends and an ice cold Mountain Dew today.
Mountain Dew.
Moncrief on News Talk.
First, though, you don't really associate it with cold, but Florida has been going through a bit of a chilly spell, so chilly that it's affecting some of the local wildlife. Iguanas are stunned by it and tend to fall out of trees. Jessica Kilgore from Iguana Solutions has spent the last few days picking lots of them up. Good afternoon, Jessica.
Good afternoon. How are y'all?
Not too bad. Why does the cold have this effect on an iguana?
Sure. Iguanas are cold-blooded and they're not from South Florida. So whenever we reach the cold temperatures that sometimes we do, iguanas freeze up and lose coordination, fall off the trees and land on all kinds of fun stuff.
Okay. And when you say they freeze up, like, are they actually frozen or somehow stunned by the cold?
Usually they're stunned, but we definitely had quite a few freeze to death this time. So it depends on the cold, of course, and how cold they end up getting.
And when they fall out of the trees, what's the advice to people if you suddenly find iguanas on the street?
Sure. So iguanas are a huge problem in South Florida, causing issues for people in their homes, businesses, and for the native wildlife. So it's recommended that people take those lizards that are incapacitated and bring them to the state that has drop-off points so that they can humanely euthanize them and dispose of the bodies. But some people choose to move them over into the sun and let them wake back up and crawl back up the trees.
Uh-huh. And how big can an iguana get?
Absolutely. So iguanas get up to 6 feet. These are green iguanas. There's other species, but this is one of the larger ones. And the biggest one I've ever gotten was 14 pounds.
Wow. So during a cold snap, do you find yourself exceptionally busy? You're just driving around and picking up iguanas.
Oh, yes. The last 72 hours has been absolutely overwhelming with phone calls and people's interest. I can't even stop and get gas without drawing a crowd because the back of the truck is full of iguanas.
And most of those iguanas, would they be dead or do they wake up sometimes?
Right. So in the past, when we've had a cold spell, it's been a short snap and iguanas, the majority of them woke up. But this time seems to be pretty detrimental. I seem to have about 80% mortality rate this time.
And if they wake up, what do you do?
That's a great question. So if iguanas are smaller, so people eat iguanas. So the smaller ones I go ahead and put down to dispose of per the state laws. But the larger ones we tape up and we call some of our friends that love to eat curry iguana and they butcher them and eat them.
Oh, wow. Is there anything you can do with the skin of an iguana?
Absolutely. I have a company that works with me, but they only take the largest of the large iguanas to skin because they can only take around the belly area. So the giant, giant ones definitely get used to be skinned. We also are able to use the skulls for teaching purposes and stuff like that. We harvest the skulls from the heads of the large ones as well.
And the skin that they take off the iguana, what do they use it for?
I have not directly spoken to them about what they're using it for. They're selling them as raw skins, but my understanding is boots, purses, iguana skin boots are quite expensive.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that is quite. And so, and to go back to what you were saying at the start, iguanas would be considered in Florida as a pest.
That's correct, because they were released by people. They used to be pets. Some of them got away during hurricanes that knocked over cages and things like that. But overall, the iguanas have been here over 50 years, and they eat all of our flowers and all of our plants that our butterflies and our birds need. They also end up in attics. They end up coming up people's toilets. They do all kinds of mischievous stuff.
Okay, they come up people's... So they're kind of like rats.
Yes, they're the iguana. I mean, they're the green rat of Florida.
Oh, and would they be dangerous?
Usually an iguana's not dangerous, but large males during breeding season deliver a hefty bite and definitely would cause stitches. I've had a few people that have had dogs that needed stitches and things like that. So, you know, just don't put your finger in their mouth and you'll be all right.
Have you ever been bitten by an iguana?
Absolutely. I've been bitten by like three or four, but in 8 years, I consider that a really good, you know, rate, only once every couple years. And I've never been bitten by a particularly large one. I think a big one could probably take a finger if you did the death roll thing.
Okay, so I suppose for you, it's an occupational hazard. And as you said, they are an invasive species. Where did they come from? Was it just people had them as pets and they got out?
Right, yeah. People have had them as pets and they release them. You know, that's a very large lizard to keep. Iguanas live 30 years. So you might have gotten in high school and it grew to 6 feet in the next 5 or 6 years, but you've left home. You don't have anywhere to put it while you're in college and people let them go. That's how we also got pythons and parrots. And we are the invasive species capital of the world here.
Jessica, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
Give me a mountain with lots to do. Give me the sunshine, give me a dew. Give me something simple and true. All I need is sunshine and a cool, refreshing mountain.
Grab some friends and an ice-cold Mountain Dew today.
Mountain Dew!